Prayer 98, blitz 8.
Ready, go.
In a game where the ball never seemed to bounce Thunder Mountain's way, the injury-depleted Falcons squad fumbled 6 times, losing 3 of them, were flagged for 10 penalties, and never seemed to find a rhythm offensively, falling at the hands of the Nikiski Bulldogs 46-6 on a rainy Saturday evening. The season continues to be a struggle for the Falcons, who have been plagued by injuries all season long. Head coach Bill Boyer says although the season has had its bumps, his players and coaches refuse to quit.
That's the theme of this season, is injuries. These kids haven't quit. We haven't quit, I haven't quit, and all we can do is continue to go forward and look for next weekend.
The Bulldogs rolled up 398 yards of total offense on Saturday, 329 coming on the ground, led by running back and leading rusher Caden Spurgeon's 150 yards and 3 touchdowns. Josh Brown added 98 yards on the ground and 3 touchdowns of his own, and Stephen Hartley tacked on 77 yards rushing for the Bulldogs, whose well-balanced three-headed rushing attack ran all over the Falcons' defense, averaging nearly 7.4 yards a carry. The Bulldogs led 28-0 at halftime and used their unrelenting running game to cruise on to victory in the second half. On the Falcons' side, TMHS senior quarterback Camden Thomas completed 14 of 27 passes for 171 yards through the air, highlighted by a 61-yard touchdown pass down the right sideline to wide receiver Ben Yon for the Falcons' lone score of the game. Yon finished with 5 catches for 98 yards in the score. The Falcons' slow start comes as a dramatic contrast from last year's team that finished the regular season with an undefeated 8-0 record.
Every game we walked off this field and we were all happy and everything else. These kids are now experiencing something that I know they don't want to. I'm sure it's going to make them stronger kids.
Next Saturday, the Falcons take on the Sitka Wolves on the road in a conference clash in Sitka. Last season, TMHS defeated the Wolves 36-13. Boyer says although depth is an issue for the shorthanded Falcons, he expects his players to keep fighting.
I understand Sitka's got big boys in the front line. They held well for a while with Homer and Nikiski. I'm expecting the same thing. These guys are going to come at us hard. I'm sure everybody knows by now that I don't have the numbers right now. I have 30 kids on JV, and I have 14 that are suited up for me and lost 2-3 today. So keep fighting.
In the first 2 games of the season, the Crimson Bears outscored their opponents 125-0. Palmer head coach Rod Christensen says the Moose had that in mind as they traveled to Juneau for Friday's game.
It's real hard for us coming down to know, is Juneau really that good, or are those 2 teams they played that bad? They're a very good team.
The Crimson Bears' offensive and defensive lines dominated the Moose, especially in the first half. The O-line provided plenty of time and protection for junior quarterback Philip Fanumiai, who threw for 285 yards and 2 scores on 9 of 17 passing, and also helped block the way for senior running back Jarek Abias, who finished with 136 yards and 2 touchdowns of his own, while the Crimson Bears' D-line kept Palmer quarterback Jackson Burrish under constant pressure. The Moose offense, while showing spurts of threatening to score, failed to maintain any consistency, twice failing to score after getting inside the red zone during the first half. Christensen says the Moose just couldn't finish on offense.
Offensively, you know, we'd have big plays, and then we'd have a play where we didn't block well enough and block the right guy, or maybe we needed to get out of a play that was bad and run a better quality play.
The Moose came back in the second half, scoring 2 touchdowns to cut the deficit to 7 near the end of the third quarter. But kicker Adam Soto's 29-yard field goal with a little over 6 minutes left and Demetrius Campos' interception helped the Bears hold on and pave the way to victory. Juneau head coach Rich Soros was expecting his Bears would face some tough Moose and wasn't surprised they picked it up in the second half.
The fact that they had moved the ball against us in the first half, you know, eventually they're going to maybe finish a couple of those drives, you know, and they finished that one drive and then we didn't help with the turnover and then all of a sudden, bam, they're right back in the end zone again and it's 20-13. It's still the third quarter. I mean, it was just like, what are we going to do here? Stop the bleeding.
And while Palmer gave Juneau its first big test of the season, Soros says Juneau played very good team football.
There were so many different kids that made plays tonight, whether it be offense, defense, in the kicking game. It was fun to see because that's really team football. You know, it's not just one guy taking over the show and everybody kind of sit back and watch. It was just really 28 guys digging in deep and coming up with a W tonight.
Next weekend, the Crimson Bears will take on the Colony Knights at home. In Juneau, I'm McLean Cannon.